Just you've been chatting.
Press away.
No, hold up. No,
you, there we go. Remembering.
You have to press the ear button.
Straight in, no messing. That's just for us to hear. There we go. Let's
you've been
go.
I love this. You've been chatting away for like the last 5 minutes. And I was like, you know, you have to press the record button.
I did press it, but you have to hammer it back.
You don't have to hammer it.
I'll hammer it.
Dare hammer my...
Don't hammer me button.
You were going on about this is the last one.
This
ever.
Is the last one. And as I said, I bought a controller. And
it's not the last one ever.
No, it's the last one of the season.
Season one of this.
A lot of people are coming up and they're going, I started your podcast. Yeah, we're only about 27 episodes in.
33. This is the 34th episode.
What have we done with our lives?
Yeah, no, yeah. You know why we kept going? I've been chatting away to a few people. Hello to Hillary. Keep sending messages. She actually says she has to keep a pen and paper so she can remember her rebuttals. She's sitting home
on the, on
she's
the fact,
a new baby now. Congratulations.
On the fact of this, I feel that I should send in my details on
and
this.
You know, you're always going to get fact checked by Ashlyn as well. Wes is always out there listening in Dubai. I'm upset that we're not talking about him on a weekly basis.
He got engaged. Congrats, Wes. Congrats. What was I going to say? But yeah, we were meant to do this on a hop-on, hop-off bus tour. But of course, there's a yellow rain warning. So we weren't going to do
that. That's the reason why we're not doing it.
It's not that there were
lazy
shits.
It's dark outside.
Oh, it's dark and rainy.
It's dark. And then they're going to take away that hour again from us on Sunday. What?
Pointless.
Why? So that it's less dark in the morning, but more dark in the evening when you're coming home.
Just great. Bleh. Thanks, lads. Next week is Halloween and you're heading off in your holly bobs. So
completely now crazy going back there, right?
Okay, go. Not finished.
His great, great grandfather was involved in bringing in daylight savings in the UK.
Who?
Martin from Coldplay. He was one of the people who brought in daylight savings. There you go now. Thanks, Chris Martin's relatives. Anyways, yeah, going away in Holly Bob's on Sunday, going off to America.
America!
Just before the old elections. So it should be interesting. We're all chatting about it.
You're heading off then for the bank holiday weekend?
Yeah, out of the country for the bank holiday weekend. Now,
but Colm, you're missing the jazz.
Missing the jazz.
I'm not joking.
I don't think I've ever enjoyed the jazz.
I hate jazz festivals. It's granted there's people in town, it's busy, but it's like I don't get it. If you want a jazz festival, have a jazz festival. It's just a lot.
It's all DJs in Dixieland.
Yeah. I think we've said this before. Anything with a saxophone in it is played.
You and me, one night we're like, if it's got a saxophone, it's jazz.
Stevie Wonder. It's Motown. People play a load of Motown and then they go, oh, yes, it's jazz. I promise it's jazz.
There's a lot of swing as well in there. Like, and that, I suppose, is a offshoot of jazz.
But I said to one of my buddies, I couldn't think of anything worse to go out on a bank holiday Sunday. And this morning my wife goes, will we go out on bank holiday on the Sunday when you're off? I was like, I'd rather poke out my own eyeballs, I'll be honest about it. I just can't.
I'm surprised Imelda May isn't playing. She's always...
Yeah.
She's always brought out. We have the...
She's brought out.
She's and we have the hypnotic brass ensemble. They're always
that's what my
out.
Wife wants to go
Buck
see.
Buck Taylor. You're always going to see Buck Taylor out of this thing. Who else always? Your man who is the same name as the River Lee. Lee Fields.
What?
There's a guy called Lee Fields.
Is it?
There is, yeah. He's American. Like he's a kind of a soul singer. Soul again there. Exactly jazz.
Nothing to do with jazz.
You always, you get the Busquitos. Load of bands from Germany and the Netherlands.
I like seeing the bands out in the streets.
The New Orleans walk.
Yeah, but there's a bit of a buzz around the city. That's what I like about it. But as I said, welcome to the Jazz Festival. We've a DJ from 9 to 2.
What? Killers.
Reach for the stars. Enjoy the jazz. And I'm like, that's not me having to go. That is me. People are hiring me to produce stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like doing this, but
you will have the people kind of turn around to going, look, let the bands do the jazz and you fill in the gaps with all with the rest of the stuff.
Get them,
the hits. Hit him with the party stuff now. Hit him with the party stuff. A lot of ABBA. Hit him over the head with ABBA.
I have to find the jazz version of ABBA.
Deen, deen, deen. I hate those jazz versions that you hear. Do you know, there's a couple of restaurants that are always, I won't name them now, it's the Barn. They always play jazz versions of modern pop songs in the background. So they're all kind of like little kind of ding 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 ding. You hear kind of the bass.
Well, that's because they don't want to offend old people.
You know, it kind of reminds you, like,
it's inoffensive.
Coming out of my cage and I do just fine. You know? Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Yeah. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Won't you wear that thong? I like it when your booty goes.
Like it when your booty goes.
To the windows, to the walls.
Don't do it. Let's finish that one. We've used up all of our curse words.
But now people are going to be singing jazz versions of that in their heads. No, well, I don't know.
But that's jazz. Get rid of it. Well, no, it's fun. But not my cup of tea, ladies.
That ain't my cup of tea.
Well, why don't we have something else? Why don't we have
Cork's Dance Weekender? The big dance weekender.
Everyone mashed off their face, chewing their bottom lip over the top of their forehead.
Another Sir Henry's night. They actually do. There's one of those. I think the Crawford are doing a Sir Henry's night or a Henry's weekend. Like, you know, get out all the heads again. Man, heads. The heads are out. The old Henry's heads.
What else do we do? A grunge night, a grunge weekend.
Yeah, we see the problem. It's like, I suppose, look, the jazz has been going since 1978. So there's a bit of history there. Like, it's kept going and it's never stopped.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, if you're going to have to start it, you gotta stick with it.
Is that like us? Is this a metaphor for us in the podcast?
We had originally, Rob, we kind of got involved with the Decades Festival a long, long time ago. And I thought that was going to be a thing that would stay.
Yeah.
But
That is good, actually.
And a lot of the bars at one point were really into it. And it was really, really good. And you'd go from place to place. And at one point it was like, yeah, just choose a decade that suits you. And some places would do the 20s and they'd have the old swing lessons and all this kind of stuff. Another bar might do the 60s and they do all mod music. And then another place was doing the 70s and it was all disco. I remember doing Soho and it was all 70s music and kind of like, again, 70s inspired kind of dancey stuff.
Yeah.
And we had an Elvis getting people married and we had slot machines and roulette and poker and it was cool and like all the different places did it, but then eventually it was like, right, we're doing 90s, and then everyone was doing the 90s and it was like,
because people were giving out because they were like, oh well, they were busy, no, we don't want to be, you know, copying each other. Like, yeah, I think it's good though. It should have been.
The idea is you're just supposed to be getting your own locals coming in and enjoying it. The people who normally come into here just coming in and doing something a bit different.
But people just do a bit of bar hopping. They go, oh, we go over there because they're 70s. We go from here, they're going doing 60s nights.
But at its high point, I suppose it did work, but then it kind of got tapered out. But so, you know what? It says a lot that the jazz festival can be going this long. It's a lot of.
I'm putting that jazz in inverted commas right now. Jazz.
And Guinness have always been good supporters of it. They always get in trouble as well. Every year they're like, another beer sponsor behind an event. You're like, yeah, it's stuff that happens in bars. What else do you want to call it? Johnson & Johnson's Baby Oil Jazz Festival. It's not. The Betry 65 Cork Jazz Festival.
It's all betting companies. They'll have to come in. They'll have to come
888 betting.com.
Paddy Power. Yeah, they'll probably jump on. They'd jump on board with that.
They would. They'd sponsor anything. Then they make you bet in it. Which trumpeter is going to fall down first from blowing in the trumpet for too long? I knew it. I absolutely knew Buck Taylor's fella was going first. Gone. He's in the floor.
I was going to say, next week, Halloween.
Halloween.
What are you doing for Halloween? I know you're in the States, but
we're going to Salem for a day. We're going to see the witch trials. I don't know how I'm going to explain to my kids about the whole history of that.
Colin pointing at random women and saying, burn her! Yeah. Burn her!
So there's that. And then we're also going to be doing, the kids are walking in the Portsmouth parade in New Hampshire. So, yeah, they're
sticking your kids into a random parade.
Well, they went. Last year, we just happened to be at a wedding at Halloween in Canada. And when we were in Halifax, like Gillian's cousins took the kids out with her and they went trick-or-treating. And they had a great system there. Because not everyone likes to partake in Halloween.
Yes.
So the idea is if you've got a pumpkin on your step or outside your door, that's the door you knock on. If there's no pumpkin, you don't knock on it. Because either the person's not there, too old, too scared, doesn't want to partake, or is just a grumpy little fucker. So you just stay away from that house. So
I think that's a fair...
Yeah.
That is very, very fair.
It's a really good idea. So then they knocked on the door and like they were given full size candy bars. Like I'm not talking two finger Kit Kats. I'm talking four finger
multi-pack
Kit-Kats.
Stuff they're bringing in.
Like there was a bit of that. No, they
keep your penis yourself.
There was peanuts,
I said, people.
The old folks home that was there, it's kind of like, you know, an assisted living place that they had, like they had little apartments in it, but it's a retirement home. And it had like, you know, the nurses at the stuff and the nurses were outside going, oh yeah, bring the kids in. And then they would know to go to each of the doors inside. But the old people just loved it. They came out of there with bags worth of stuff. I swear to God, I'd say only a month ago did we finish off the last thing from it. And this is last October. Like,
what age do you hit being old that you want to give loads of young people diabetes? What age do you actually hit? Because at the moment, I'm trying to keep my kids off it. Is it as soon as you hit being a grandparent?
I'd say so, yeah.
Trying to stick a Twix into a newborn baby's mouth. Off you go there now. Go on, no. Do mind your mom now.
He's still not on solid food.
There you go.
Go on.
Well,
it's only a sucky sweet. He'll be fine.
Go on. This is a jawbreaker.
It's only as the word is original.
Jawbreaker. It's a big jawbreaker. Big into the mouth.
But yeah, like, do you go through the bags afterwards? Do you check? Not for razor blades or nothing like that. You know, you hear the stories.
You
gotta go through them now for razor blades. Well, that's what they're sticking razor blades.
I tell that to the kids. There's a razor blade. I'm going to start going through them. I'll eat them, and if there's a razor blade, I'll spit them out.
And then they come in and find you in the morning, blood all over yourself, wrappers everywhere. You died from all the.
It
razor
was worth
blades.
It. It was worth it. So much good chocolate. No, what we do, my kids are kind of good now because they understand my kids can't handle sweets at all. After any birthday party, there's puking or vomiting or something or sick stomachs. So they understand they can eat part of what they have and they pick up what they want.
Yeah.
And they're good for sharing, in fairness. And they come along to me and they'll be like, Daddy, you like twirls. I got you a twirl. You can have the twirl there now. And I'm like, spot on. And I said, any sour Harry Weepas? Like, if you get the choice now between these ones, the regular ones, and the sour ones, you go for the sour ones, all right? Don't be going for the regular ones. And if they come out with them spongy ones that they got from Aldi, you just hand them back. just hand them back.
Spit in their doorstep and walk on.
Don't walk on. What did Jerry Seinfeld say? Yeah, we're going for only named brands this year. No, as you can hear, I am stuffy at the moment. I'm getting sick. Before I even get into the Halloween season.
The spirit of it all.
Oh my God. Wrapped up. I'm not going doing that. I'm obviously doing the quiz here.
You are on your own.
And because Cullum's going there, I'm going to miss Halloween with my kids. So you can thank Cullum for being a...
I haven't worked Halloween in like years. I haven't worked a jazz weekend in 3 years as well. I've taken the last three off.
Yeah, so... Cullum is the reason I'm an absent father. I'd like to point that out to a judge if I ever get divorced. Cullum is the reason. But the kids are really looking forward. I think they're going down to Kinsale and they're going to go around to... Because we're just people shouting and roaring in a karaoke pod here next to us at the moment.
They don't even sound like they're in the karaoke pod.
They're not. They're out in the hallways shouting. But they're going to Kinsale because not too many young people around are, I think... It's young people with kids participate in Halloween. So we'll have some stuff in our house, but they'll go down, do a round in an estate, and that's it. And they're happy enough. They're grand.
They minibus some fellas into our estate.
Hold up, they're bussing people into estates.
Yeah, so like someone might have a minibus in an estate, and then they take 5 or 6 of their 10 or the kids or whatever into the minibus.
Hold up, there's people just grabbing kids and putting them into minibuses.
They know them, like.
Okay, all right.
And then they go to the next estate and the next estate. It's a bit much. It puts a lot of pressure on you. Like, I remember years ago, Gillian was running out of sweets and she was upstairs trying to feed Nathan, and I was after coming in to do the quiz here with you or something like that, and she was freaking out, turning off all the lights to try and hide enough stairs with the baby.
Oh my.
And then she was trying to pop popcorn into small plastic bags. Like, I was like, what were you doing? She was like, I was panicking. I didn't want to get the kids. I didn't want them to take our house.
Here, have a 2-year-old. Get out of here, you brat.
Don't cash that check until Tuesday.
Writing a check here now. Two. Mr. Ghost, what's your address?
Mr. Dead Ghost, apologies.
Sorry. Right.
I know I'm a dead ghost. All right, sorry. They've always got very specific about their costume. Oh, look at you. You're a Barney. No, I'm a red dinosaur, purple dinosaur. They've always had to be very specific about their costume.
When I was about 9, I wanted to dress as the IRA.
You will wear that black plastic bag and you will wear that mask that you
had a balaclava. I was like, can I dress as the IRA? And they were like, no, you can't. I was like, yeah. I didn't know that what the whole story was. I was like 9. I hadn't a clue what was going on.
The troubles with Pat.
I now know better. I don't stick my kids out that way. They're now going for the whole... Either skeleton, Frankenstein, witch, or along them lines. Oh,
okay, they're keeping it okay. Mine were going as Smurfs, and then they've chickened out someone. I was going as Ash from Pokemon, and a little witch. There you go.
So Nathan's the little witch. You okay?
I'm giving it my you know, evil spooky laugh at the end, at the end of Thriller.
The Vincent Price. As I said, I showed my kids that part of the dance. They still love it.
What is wrong with you?
They love it.
I'm trying to scare them.
And then now on my YouTube was how to do the Thriller dance. So they're like, can we learn how to do that?
Tonight, kids, we're going to watch Friday the 13th. Man, Freddy Krueger's a nice guy. Tells jokes.
Take the notice of his face now, girls. Don't look at his hands.
He was burnt in a fire. And he uses those to clean.
That's because he was playing with matches. Told you to stay away from the matches.
There's a lesson to be taught.
You stay away from the matches and the heater. You stay away from that heater. That's what happened to Freddy. He fell and his face landed on the radiator and the red.
He wasn't listening to his mother.
There you go. That's what you get. Ate too many sweets. Didn't eat his vegetables.
So yeah, Halloween next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Jazz. This weekend. What else is happening? I was looking through my newsfeed, and my newsfeed with Cullum is that
Cullum's newsfeed is TikTok. Let's be honest about it. Do you get most of your news from TikTok?
A lot of it, no. I do read the old.
I read the Times, though. You know, I get the Times delivered there. So,
but I do get my funny news from how life works from my TikTok. So, like, what's it called, Donald Trump working in McDonald's?
I've heard of what Donald Trump works in McDonald's.
Did you see this?
No.
So it was a stunt like during maybe 3 or 4 days ago. Donald Trump was working the drive-through of a McDonald's, handing out chips and taking orders.
Oh my God. Have I not seen this?
Fries, apologies. So then people started doing a deep dive on it, and it was a photo op that was done, and the McDonald's franchise owner had put up.
Would you like a milkshake with that?
Milkshake, and you want
milkshake?
And then all the people were like, "Isn't he great? He was paying for people's dinners. He was paying for people's." He's right. She's never worked at McDonald's in her life. Kamala Harris has never worked at McDonald's in her life, and here he is out grafting, like, you know, doing helping. This is what they were all saying, like on the, and then people were like, "Oh no, hold on, I have to look into this." So they looked up and they found the guy who owned the franchise, and he had a thing on his page that said, "Apologies to all of our regular customers. We're closed today to facilitate a photo op with presidential candidate Donald Trump. While we don't actually have our preference to a political leaning, we're not. We still would like to accommodate an ex-president to come in and, you know, take over." So they literally closed down, lost money, and then. Your man only spent like 15 minutes there handing out stuff, but they had to be closed for hours beforehand and hours afterwards because there had to be security checks, make sure there's no devices and suspect air, you know, things in there. And they do security protocols. And then he worked inside there and he handed out chips and stuff like that, right? So since then, not in that McDonald's, but somewhere else in the States, 100 people are after getting sick from E. coli from McDonald's burgers. And like 5 people are dead almost or something.
Hold on. This is completely different
it's
area.
Completely separate.
Let's just.
And the stocks are crashing on McDonald's because of it.
So people, E. coli in McDonald's burgers.
Yeah, from one restaurant somewhere like.
Do I have
Arizona
to stick the word allegedly?
Allegedly,
here?
Not allegedly. But it's allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Not allegedly.
Allegedly, not allegedly.
Hold up. I've distanced myself from Cullum.
It's funny now, everyone's like, you know, Donald Trump was only working there 15 minutes and everyone's getting a call. And they were like, he had no hairnet, no gloves. He was working
Was he on the speaker thing? Or was
he was
just
on the speaker and he was doling out fries. He had the vest on, like he had the old McDonald's apron on. Have you not seen this?
No, I haven't.
So speaking of other crazy people who are doing stupid things, also Kamala Harris was raised by a single mother and Kamala Harris worked in a McDonald's when she was growing up. She literally worked in McDonald's. So they were all saying.
She never worked in him.
Never worked in a McDonald's.
She was feeding the cats, feeding the dogs.
Chopping them up and feeding them to the homeless. So then another person was like going, oh, you need to rest yourselves down. A millionaire, a multimillionaire coming out for Kamala Harris. Eminem telling people how to spend their money, living paycheck to paycheck. And he's telling them how.
Eminem? What? Yeah,
so Eminem is after, came out the other night for a Democratic rally.
Okay.
And he introduced Kamala Harris.
Okay, right.
Obama came out and did the whole mom spaghetti lines.
Right.
So he rapped the, you got one opportunity, one shot to pay everything you ever wanted. You know, and he's doing that whole thing like.
Okay.
Or do you capture?
I'll give you a 6 out of 10 for that impression.
It's not terrible on the spot.
That's a fantastic eater, though.
No, it wasn't. but so then Eminem was like saying, "Oh, vote for Kamala Harris is going to be tough." Right. And but you know, but now all these other Republicans have come out and they were like, you know, this is stupid. You can't have a multimillionaire up there dancing around on stage telling people who are living paycheck to paycheck how a millionaire telling how people like, you know, should be struggling. And they were like, someone came out and they were like, you've seen the film 8 Mile, I'm assuming, haven't you? Like, he really does probably know how struggle was like back in the day. And you're like, plus you got Elon Musk.
I saw that
hopping around on the stage, the richest person in the world, turning around and telling people how to spend their money. And they're like, you really can't start saying that out loud.
Isn't he offering to pay people who are registered for
which also could be illegal in some eyes as well, because it could be conceived to be, I'm going to pay you to give you your vote, which is actually against the law. But he's saying, no, I'm just saying I would pay you to get people registered to vote. So he's trying to get people who knew.
But remember me when you're voting. So not saying to vote, but remember me.
Then Tim Walz, the VP candidate for her, is after pulling the biggest Red Foreman. You remember that 70s show?
Yes.
The dad in that 70s show. And he was like, he came out there and he was like, you know, anyone see Elon Musk? That dipshit jumping around the stage. He called him a dipshit. And he's like, you know, you've got the richest man in the world dancing around the stage telling people that he's, you know, you should vote for another millionaire that he's funding. And the only reason he's funding him is because man has told him that if I get in, I'll make you in charge of all the stuff that makes your life easier. And he's like, you know, he's like, that's just the word dipshit.
Coming out of a politician's mouth.
It was a chef's kiss as far as I'm concerned.
That's up there with, what's your man, the Irish one that... What does he say? It's a serious way. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, minister. Fuck you. That was that one.
It's up there with that for me, I'll be honest about it.
Come Carla, you can't have him saying that.
Ding,
now.
Ding, ding, ringing a bell.
Take it 5 minutes. 5 minutes now. 5 minutes. You can't be saying that.
You should be allowed to say whatever the hell you want to say in these places. Just let them go.
That was brilliant.
What did you say about one of the Healy Rays was coming out about saying that they spent, was it?
So he was giving out about the RSA on News Talk and he was saying that the RSA get 2 million.
2 million?
2 million to spend.
I'm sorry for our
county advertising. And he was like, you know, do you know how much Olive Kerry Council got to do up the roads? 500,000. And that's what we have to do to fix the stuff. And he was like, but they get the advertising. And are they stopping road deaths? They're going up.
That's ridiculous that they're paying a lot of this stuff. Is literally just jobs for the people. Like, you know.
It is. There's a bit of that going on.
Like, I'm fine for RSA. RSA, where they spend money, where they hand out, I think we got high-vis jackets for the kids, that kind of stuff. High-vis jackets for kids who are going walking to school. Off you go with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The ads, it's a rarity now that an ad now is going to slow somebody
down. Do you need a TV ad? Or
You can't go... Like, you're only going to remember a TV ad from 20 years ago. Can I tell you about my life? That is literally...
You just keep re-showing that over and over again. Off it's timeless. It is like, that'll stay with you for life.
I guarantee you, as soon as we said that, people were like, oh my God, slowing down in their cars, listening to our podcast. Oh my God, slow it down.
Yeah, that was a scary ad. That would have put the fear of God into me, like...
Have you seen a good ad that went, really hit home?
Have you seen a good one, Reece?
Have you ever seen any good ads, you know, about people dying in roads? No, but I'm saying, like, that ad really hit home.
An impactful ad as well.
It was, yeah. No, it's...
There's these ones about, like, asking your friends to buckle up.
What about this one? Baddie to baddie. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that was a tough one, too.
See? That's another tough one that hits home.
The one about the buckling up in the car, it's a bit too cartoony. It's a bit too... Have you seen? It's like, you know, the two lads are getting into the back of the seat and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, the judge is like, ooh. And you're like...
Do you know what? This is old people going, hey, we're cool, we're hip.
What do you think young fellas in GAA shorts want to, you know, hear? If they were Paul Mescal... what would reach you, Paul Mescal?
Putting on my seatbelt. That's my Paul Mescal impression. You've no idea what Paul Mescal sounds like, so there you go.
Not a clue.
Yeah, see?
putting on my seatbelt.
But if you had...
I don't know why he sounds like The Rock all of a sudden there, like, you know. But he actually did.
But I'm not joking. The amount of potholes I hit on the way home from Limerick last night back Like, if the money was spent, and I was like,
I hit something the other day and I thought I hit someone. I was like, it was such a crack on the wheels. I was like, that's it. I rolled over someone. There was someone lying in the middle of the road.
You kept driving, yeah?
Kept going. I know what you did last summer kind of thing. Like, there's a guy stalking me at the moment. But anyways, you were hitting potholes coming back from Limerick.
Yeah, but once again, if that money was spent on fixing potholes, there'd be less crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Better footpaths. This kind of thing, like.
Okay. There, it's... Yeah. It's a difficult one to figure out.
Nah, fix the roads!
I don't understand why they don't just fix the roads.
I suppose that's what we're paying, you know, some taxes for.
Yeah, but I suppose when he's saying that as well, he's probably not taking into account, when he's saying those figures, he's probably not saying, oh, well, we have corporation taxes and local property taxes collected that are events and stuff like that. That's going towards council taxes there and stuff like that, like, you know, to prepare roads. But he's saying that the allocation from government to them is probably lower because they know that they're getting money from other revenue streams and stuff like that. But
so when are you running for...
I don't know. To be honest with you, I've done a lot of photography work and I've spotted how actually a lot of work involved in being a politician, if you're a good one. Even if, you know...
Tell us about the bad ones, Colin.
I'm not going to tell you about the bad ones, but I can tell you all about the good ones if you want to. They're all great. Keep me in jobs. No, I've been around with the Taoiseach for the day or two. I've been around with the Taoiseach. I've been around with ministers of finance and housing and all these kind of different things. And you see what they have to do and talk. And like, they're technically in charge of people who have all the power. Like, they're the people who kind of like... get on to the people who are in the head of the HSE or head of the housing developments and houses. People who are there are always, they're the job works, the guys who are
the
there. The day-to-day guys.
Hands on.
Because in 6 months' time, the guy who's Minister of Finance might not be the Minister of Finance anymore. So there has to be some sort of level of power that maintains all the time.
Question for you. Do you think a minister should have some bit of knowledge when it comes to these things
100%.
Or have an occupation in this job?
I'm not saying that the Minister of Transport should have been a bus driver, but he should have some sort of level of urban planning or should have went to college. For he shouldn't be like saying that, like,
but you like
a guy who came out as a teacher, you don't know what he did in college, so like to call him that he was a teacher before, you don't know what his subjects are, what he might have done political
art.
Science, yeah. If he was just doing art and he was and his major was like, you know,
no offense, art degree,
yeah, you know. No, yeah, fine for teaching and all that kind of stuff.
That's I just got my junior cert, that's all I have, so there you go.
But look at you now, look at you, who'd have thought,
yeah, look at us,
look at us. Good thought.
Two old men doing a podcast.
We should be home with our families.
I know. But I feel that a lot of these politicians are kind of, because they're moving around every 4 years or so, it should be literally like somebody in finance, in the financial, like, you know, take care of budgets.
70 or 80% of the time it normally is someone who has some level of, like, your man, the guy who's in it now, Jack Chambers? 33 years old. He's the Minister for Finance of our country. And to be fair, he's...
Lads, he still has his communion money. Get out of it.
He probably does.
33.
He's an impressive person. He is like... He's like... regardless of your political leanings, be Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, whatever it might be, an impressive guy who's worked his hard, you know, hardest and at 33 years old is a minister.
How feels you to be looking at him going, he's a very young fella.
I know. I'm 12 years older than the guy.
I'd stop him coming to the bar. You have your ID there, please.
But again, a nice person, speaks very well, seems to have a genuine want to make things better, you know. And it's a balancing act for all of these things. Like, so, you know what? I'm getting very serious again. I'm getting very
it's
serious.
It's not wrong. Listen, Colin. We can be serious sometimes.
We can. So it's a tough job. And I don't know if I'd ever want to do it. But I think I'd like to be involved in politics at some level. At, you know, I don't want to be going along to these Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parties where they're all shouting at each other and stuff like that. Like, kind of going... You know,
I'd love a fight.
A bit of rivalry.
You'd love a fight, I'd say.
I don't like all these rivalries. I really do believe we'd all should be rowing the same way in a boat instead of having...
See, look, that is a politician line if I've ever heard one there from you. We should all be rowing the same way. And you'll be there with the gold medalist, the two boys there from Skibbereen. You know what I mean? I've got your campaign ready to go. Pull like a dog.
Pull like a dog.
Pull like a dog in the same way. Vote Colm Lockheed, number one. Pat Ahern, two.
Look... We were saying there a couple of weeks ago that the reason why you always say to me is that I was talking about the driving test and stuff like that. Like.
Yeah.
And I was listening again to your man, Healy Ray.
Yeah.
He was talking about like all the people more or less who now have their driver's license are the people making, like who got their driver's license the easiest way possible, are now the people making the changes.
They got given them.
Yeah, you literally, like, I mean, I was a fairly easy driver. I didn't have to do any driving lessons. I didn't have
I didn't either. Well, I got
my driver's license very fast. There was no waiting list. I didn't have to have people in my car. I didn't have to have an N plate or a numpty plate, as some people refer to it as.
How dare you say that, but yeah, they're numpties.
I didn't have to, I had my L plate for very long. No one would have ever stopped me. If I did get stopped, nothing would happen to me. If I didn't have to have an end plate.
How many provisionals? This is my third provisional now, Gert. Ah, come on.
And I didn't have to. But like nowadays, that pressure is put on young drivers. And then you're saying to them, oh, we want you to get you out working. We want you to go in. And sure, they can't get anywhere. Everyone's dropping them places. Like, so things are changing. And the people who are changing it.
We're all given their licenses.
Are already got it. Like, but again, it's the same with everything I said before. Like, the taxes are always changing. Like, cash is going away, but all the people who were the people making these financial decisions were all the people who took advantage of the fact that cash existed. You know, so
I wouldn't be taking a cash job.
Look at you distancing yourself from any.
Just in case of revenue, I would never.
It's a guy in revenue right now down in Limerick.
If I've received any cash, it was for my birthday from a relative.
And it was declared and on my P-578 form.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. But no, I said, no, I had to get serious about it. We have to have these serious chats. This is what people are. We're bringing...
I'm making it not serious again.
Okay, go for it.
Russell Brand. Oh, remember him? The old ex-actor. And as a newspaper recently announced him as a person who has caused SA.
Oh, yeah.
Accused person.
Oh, Lord.
That's how they did it.
Accused.
Yeah.
All right.
The word and then accused person. It's like us all saying just,
allegedly.
Allegedly at the end of every sentence. Okay. But he's selling amulets to stop bad electrical Wi-Fi and negative energy waves from affecting you.
Would this amulet stop the energy waves and from him? Because he's an absolute tool bag.
A creep in a tool bag.
And a tool bag.
But they're £189 is what he's trying to sell them for, yeah. Come and join me as I try to stop these electrical waves.
I'm going to make Russell Brand spray. I'm going to make Russell Brand spray that keeps Russell Brand away from you. And it smells of common sense. There you go.
He used to be left-leaning. He used to be all about, like, you know, the people, all the people in the right are trying to eat you alive. The conservatives, they're out there. They're out there for themselves. And now he's a Trump supporter because, like, no one on the left likes him anymore.
Yeah. He's getting cancelled pretty quick. He's like, who'll take me on?
He's latching on to people. He's doing what Trump did. Like, Trump is selling Bibles and your man's selling Wi-Fi dongles.
Sure, Trump is selling watches, for God's sake.
Get yourself a limited edition coin. Minted.
He's selling coins, all these
Bibles. He's like QVC for presidents.
You see these Bibles made in China then. Oh, I love
that
it.
Film Idiocracy is becoming more and more real every day.
I've seen it once. It's one of my movies that I got watching through the IMDb lists. But yeah, very much like that. It's crazy when you look at it.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
And then you got wrestlers getting behind, like, you've got, like, The Undertaker is backing Donald Trump.
Is he?
Did you not see that as well?
Oh, God, no,
Undertaker's making videos with Donald Trump now.
Dong.
And then you have Mick Foley, remember Mick Foley, the wrestler?
Yes, yes.
He's coming out and, like, he's left his wrestling persona behind. He doesn't really talk about his wrestling. Yeah. He talks about kind of common sense. And he was like, I just wanted to call your man an idiot. And he said, I just want to call Trump an idiot. He's like, and I can't. But I'm going to, you know, he's an idiot. Like, and he's like, and I can't believe The Undertaker is using his position like that. He was just like, you can't be going around saying, like, you know, I'm The Undertaker. You can't vote for Trump. It's just weird. Like,
I'm The Undertaker. And I approve this message.
Yeah. Amulets and McDonald's.
I think we have said this before. Our number one rule comes to a lot of things. People are idiots. And if there's enough idiots out there to buy these amulets, if you think, like, there will be 1,000 people that will buy them amulets.
1,000 people at $189.
That's a nice...
That's a good chunk of change.
You're going to get about 10 grand. 10,000 people. He's got a massive following on YouTube now and stuff like that.
There he is.
Magical... Yeah. That keeps me safe. Oh, so some guy just stitched his TikTok. Colin was showing me there. Some guy stitching his TikTok.
And I have to say, Lauren.
Lauren from the Fiends on Toast podcast, that Cullum, I'll be honest, I have to tell people, Cullum, you didn't know who this was.
No.
So this is John James, who does quizzes with me. He, one of his best friends there, Lauren, who's married to Tom. Tom, one of the greatest guitar players in Cork City. But Lauren had...
She has this to say, and I have to...
Cullum had one to go on, play it there for us.
Hey guys, I just have to say it. I'm saying it on behalf of the country. We've enough people reviewing spice bags. Now we need electricians. Okay?
Lauren, that is one of the greatest lines I've ever heard, ever. Cullum was like, this
we're
is
down
brilliant.
Here in Cork, we're checking out spice bags from...
But they're doing them in Australia. I saw a chef, is it Andy something or something he's called? Andy Cooks. Big chef in Australia. Has massive YouTube and he's like, I'm making a spice bag. I saw it during the week, him making a spice bag. Fancy spice bag, I will say that.
A fancy spice bag.
But like, why are spice bags now the culinary, you know, is Salt Bay going to be doing spice bags? The spice. Just
spice,
like,
on his
spice in his hand. Just like,
his places are closing down as well. His time of... His 15 minutes are already up at this point, I'd say.
Is that, do you think he's gone bankrupt yet?
Especially after the World Cup, and he was like, remember last year when he was in the World Cup? So I was looking at the comments. The comments are class on this video by Lauren. It was like, Fusebox reviews are an untapped market.
Fusebox reviews. To be honest, I was watching a TikTok live of an electrician doing sockets the last day.
The amount of stuff that you watch randomly.
But saying that then.
The guy's cutting grass.
No, I saw him, and he was wearing sockets and second fixing sockets. I was looking at it going, you're an absolute monster. You're an absolute... That's what I put into...
A monster is in like, doing a bad job?
Horrible job. I was like, are you going earthing that box? But for people who don't know, I know Shane Weldon is listening to this going, it was a metal box. He never earthed it. He just slapped it on the wall. I was getting very upset looking at his going...
Did you comment?
Yes, it was a live feed. And he was just ignoring... I'm not joking. There was about another 15 or 20 other fellas inside there going, this is absolute hatchet. But the guy's got about 100,000 followers.
Well, someone's going to die someday.
And I was there looking at it going, this is just awful. The amount of people, it frightens me, the amount of people on TikTok who've got so much power, who are absolute hatchet cowboys. It's. I'm not joking. Trades, you're seeing it. And they're putting it up on, out there on the internet. And the comments underneath. And the people are getting work, even though they're awful. Speaking of awful, join me for the quiz, for the Halloween quiz next week by myself. I'll be lonely. Join me.
Yeah, right. I suppose that's it.
Do you want to call it?
That's the end of it. That's 33 episodes in season one. That's 33 weeks. It's
people are
going to
be giving up because it's only 38 minutes. But
that's not. 33 minutes. We'll come back. We'll do an old Christmas special and then maybe, I don't know, middle of January or February or something, we'll come back with a new season. Yeah.
When are we getting a guest? We're 30-something. People are sick of us.
I do believe that next year on, we have to be more structured. We have to have clips ready.
Listen, Colin, we come in. We have meetings. We have a quiz.
Yeah, we should.
Fire this in right in the middle of where we are, we're doing.
I think we need to be better prepared and we need to have guests on. I think we definitely need to just come in and have a chat. Will Sliney.
Our first guest is Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jason. We'll see you again.
Next up, Obama-ish.
Please don't do Obama. We're going to get cancelled for that one. That was Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Right,
that was not Obama. That was
that was Bill. Billy. Old Billy Clinton. My boy.
Hey,
Billy,
he plays saxophone. Boy. We'll see him at the jazz weekend. Yeah.
Listen, thanks very much for listening to season one. We'll bring it back for a Christmas special. We love you all and we'll see you all then. Say goodbye, Colin.
Bye.
Bye.
That's the best we got.
All we've got, Colin. to your Obama impression. Thanks, bye.
My Obama impression.